Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. See what we've got in the lucky dip today. Elizabeth said, I'm overall dark, high-value contrast, so meaning light and dark together. Sophisticated palette, which is cool, dark and muted. I live in Scandinavia and it's autumn here. Which colour combos do I wear to look more autumn-like? I certainly don't wear burnt yellow, orange and olive greens. They're in the stores right now. You don't have to, absolutely. You know, just because autumn colours, and this is why the autumn palette in the seasonal palette system is called autumn, because it relates to those rusts and burnt oranges and yellows and things of many of the leaves of deciduous trees turn at this time of year. If you are in, you know, autumn, at the moment, but of course it doesn't mean you have to wear them. I don't think I've ever worried about feeling the need to wear autumnal colours in autumn just because they are out in stores. And if they are out in stores where you are, it is lucky for the people who have that colouring, because quite often there's often a lot more of the cool colours in stores, particularly blacks and greys and navies, than there are of those warm olives and things. So if you are warm and exotic and autumnal in your tones, time to go shopping by the sound of it. But if we look at a sophisticated palette, really, I would just be looking at, you could look at your version of, you know, some greens, blues always work. I always just go work with your signature colours, work with the colours that work best for you. There is no reason to change what you wear just because the seasons change. I always go, just go with your colours. So if you have your signature colours, just wear those, but you'll just be wearing them in layers or in heavier weight clothing or more winter-like clothing instead of summer clothing. Really, your colours don't change, just how you put them on, what kinds of clothes you'll wear them with. That'll be the major changes. So it's really thinking about that more than changing your colours. Just because the colours are out there doesn't mean they are for you. And there's always a range. The thing I have noticed is that, you know, I can go out to stores and yeah, there'll be some seasonal trends with colours. And I know Pantone tend to push a few colours saying this is the colour trend of the season. But it doesn't mean you can't get anything else. And I always find there is a variety of colours out there at any one time. Sometimes you'll get some dominant kind of palettes that happen to be more popular than others at any time, but the season will come along and there'll be something new. So really don't worry about that too much. What can happen though is when you get a little bit fixated on, I'm only seeing, you know, olive or rust or something like that, there is a part of your brain called the reticular activating system. And this is what keeps, because there's billions of bits of information that are coming at you at any one time, if you looked around your room, wherever you happen to be right now, and had a quick look around, you know, no more than 5 seconds, and then, you know, can I list all the things that are red now not looking around? You'd be struggling to list them all. But if you then actually took another look around and went, actually, there's a red thing, and there's a red thing, and there's a red thing, and there's a red. So suddenly you start to see all the red things, because what we've done is we've activated your reticular activating system. And that is looking, seeking things that are like something that you've just placed your focus on. But then if I said, now, what were all the green things in your room? You wouldn't be able to do it again until you get that reticular activating system working. So if you are finding that what you're seeing in stores is always, you know, like colours that aren't you, it's because you've started focusing on them rather than focusing on the colours that are the ones that work for you. And you'll be amazed that, look, you'll never find your full palette of colours at any one time. That just never exists. But you will find that there'll be a part of it. And look, and there'll be some seasons where maybe only you can find your neutrals. There'll be other seasons where it might be blues. Another season it'll be greens. Another season it'll be reds. But it does change. And that's the thing you have to remember. And this is why the best wardrobes are built over time, because you are not actually ever going to get, you know, the full palette of colours at any one time. So always important to remember that when you are looking around. So I would just say, you know, like any sort of colours that relate to your colouring are in your, you know, ideal value and your value and colour contrast, that's what I'd be looking for. Rather than worrying about, I must match the trees or whatever is going on outside. You could say, I'm going to match the, you know, the sky as at sunset, you know, when it goes pinky purple, and they would be in your palettes. You know, however you want to do it, that's totally up to you. Okay, next question comes from Philippa. As an X shape, so that is a waisted shape with the widest point on the upper thighs, I struggle with skinny and straight leg trousers because the shops seem to have very little else. How can I make them work? Well, the shops, what's really interesting is fashion is trying to bring back boot cuts and wide legs and flares, but people have got really attached to their skinny jeans and they are not wearing them. But I can tell you, you will find them out there. If you go online and just do a bit of a search, you'd be amazed at how many bootlegs and flares are actually out there right now. That said, because you probably already own your skinny jeans, how do you make them work? What you do is you use horizontal lines to balance your hips. So thinking about that, you'll think about, okay, well, how do I make my hips look narrower? Because that the skinny jean always really emphasizes them. Well, what I want to do is make sure my shoulders look balanced with my hips. So I'll look for horizontal lines that go across my shoulder area. So this may be doing things like looking for boat necks, looking for yokes and things like that that create horizontal detail across your upper body. You could think about shoulder detail on garments. You could think about epaulets, that sort of shoulder detail as well. There's all sorts of things you can look for, and that will actually help to balance your hips. And then you could think about, well, if I want to then balance my feet and my hips, maybe I wear a pair of, you know, either shorter boots or knee-high boots. I don't wear a really delicate, like, ballet flat. I need a chunkier shoe that balances out my hips, that has a bit more kind of weight and heft to the shoe, rather than anything too kind of light and floaty. So that is something to think about. Also, thinking about doing things like an outer column of colour is another way. If you wore a, you know, like if so you've got navy jeans, if you wore a navy jacket and your navy jeans together, then that creates an outer column of colour. We're not really cutting you up anywhere, so we're not drawing attention to that part of your body either. So they'd be some tips. But also too is if you are sick of the skinny jeans, there are other options out there right now. As much as people keep going for the skinny jeans, interestingly, and this is because what happens, just as I was talking about the reticular activating system, which is the part of your brain that is looking for like, this is why when you buy a new car, suddenly you see the same car that you've just bought everywhere. And it's because your brain starts to notice what it has focused on. So you are seeing more and more of it. So it is that sort of thing to go, well, if I start to focus on something else, I will find it, instead of just looking for the skinny jeans. But what's happened is our brains have got so used to seeing everybody's wearing skinny jeans, you're not seeing the people who are not wearing the skinny jeans. Just like you might not see the people who are not wearing the red or the blue or those other things that we talked about a little bit earlier. So hopefully that helps. Last question day comes from Lauren. Please help me find my waist as I have a very straight up and down body. Now, I too have a straight up and down body, and the most freeing thing that I learned when I did my image consultant training was that I was never going to have a waist and to stop looking for it. This is because my bone structure means that my rib cage sits pretty much straight on top of my pelvic girdle, and there is no gap because you need to have the gap between the base of the rib cage and the top of the pelvic girdle to have a defined waist. I don't have a gap, and so therefore no defined waist. So one of the worst pieces of advice you will read is just put a belt on it. If you want to get yourself a waist, put a belt on it and create a waist. That doesn't work. Believe me, I've tried it a few million times. All it does is highlight your lack of waist. Because what is a belt? It's a horizontal line. What do horizontal lines do? They broaden, which is great when you want to create balance with your hips and things like that, like I just talked about, but it is not so good when you are, you know, trying to create the illusion of a slimmer waist. So instead, give up on the waisted shape garments. These are not for you. Anything that has a defined waist, that highlights the waist, those kinds of clothes are not for you. What you are looking for instead is clothes that just skim past and bypass your waist. The clothes that are more straight and upside up and down, the ones that actually follow the lines of your body. This is one of the big keys to dressing your body, is always actually whatever shape of clothes is actually the ones that follow the lines of your body. So if you have an X shape, you want that fit and flare shape. And that follows the line of your body. So if you're straight up and down, an H shape like me, then what we want to do is wear straight up and down clothes instead. Instead of trying to put your body in that fit and flare shape, which really doesn't work. So it's learning to appreciate, like, I love seeing them on other people, but I know it doesn't work on them. They don't love me back. You know, just because I love them doesn't mean they love me back. But instead, the straight shapes love me. The straight shapes don't love the curvier, waisted shapes. So, you know, they get sad that they don't get to wear our straight shapes. And, you know, just as we may get sad, we don't get to wear the fit and flare shapes. So I've got lots of tips and tricks on the blog about how to highlight and flatter your H-shape body. And if you're not sure of your shape, I've got a body shape calculator quiz to help you find it. And then you can get your body shape Bible, which tells you all about where to put the horizontal lines in your body to broaden and balance, and particularly where to avoid them, because they do broaden, for your shape, because we all have places that they look really good and there's places where they really don't work. So if you are not sure of your shape, do head over to the blog, do my body shape quiz, and get your body shape Bible, because that'll really help you with you kind of like creating your own personal style guidelines. Now, body shape is just one part of the style puzzle. Like, it's not the only thing. I don't want to disillusion you too much, but it's just one small piece. Like, there's 10 pieces in the style puzzle, and only one of them is body shape, but it's still an important part. You need to know all these parts. It's just one little part of it, but it certainly gives you a great starting point. If you are really just going, I'm a bit lost, I feel clueless, I'm frustrated, I've wasted so much money, I've bought things and I've taken them back, or they just never get worn, I just feel terrible in them. You know, it is one of the first things you learn about. And of course, if you want to know all your, what I call your style fundamentals, all your style guidelines, that's all in my 7 Steps to Style program as well for you. So please do, though, if you just want to quickly go, what is my body shape? Where should I put those horizontal lines on my body shape? What kind of clothes silhouettes am I looking for? That's in your body shape Bible. So do the calculator quiz now and grab your free download. So please do keep sending me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com, and I look forward to chatting to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.